Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we're discussing Together With Me, Episode 12. This is one of my personal favorite episodes for the ending. The rest of it wasn't really my thing. But anyway, this episode opens with Sarwa and Tyne going to a camp where they're planting trees. This seems to be something that shows up quite a bit in BL dramas from Thailand, as also it appeared in My Engineer. They went on a trip to plant trees as well. I don't know if it's something that they do in their colleges over there more often or what, but it's kind of an interesting thing. So anyway, could think of a lot of worse uses for people's time than planting trees. But they plant trees, and Sarwat wants to mark the tree that he and Tyne plant. And he says, I want to know where it looks like in 10 years when we come back together. And Tyne says, do you really think we'll be together in 10 years? And Sarwat says, I hope we're together a lot longer than 10 years. And at this point, I think Tyne really realizes that Sarwat basically means what he says here. He's full of some major doubts regarding their relationship, thinking that maybe something's going to go wrong, etc. Then there's a couple of scenes where they're praying to the pine spirit, and really it's all a ruse just to drive everyone nuts. Also, Pimil is here at camp as well and trying to cause trouble for Sarwat and Tyne's relationship. The episode concludes with Tyne going out into the forest feeling like he's upset the pine god or goddess. I'm not quite sure which. It's all a ruse. It's not real because he inadvertently set fire to an altar, which he didn't. They just did it to drive him nutsy. And so he's trying to correct it because he doesn't want anything else to go wrong with him and Sarwat's relationship. He ends up getting lost, and Sarwat finds him, brings him back to camp, and they spend some time in a bus because it's too rainy to make it all the way into the camp. And it's during this moment, I think, that is one of my personal favorites of the whole series, because you get to see how Sarwat internalized everything that was going on between him and Tyne when they first met. And it is so cool to see his perspective, his freaking out because he didn't know how to react. And he said, you know, I'll kiss you till you drop. His being freaked out and trying to figure out how to connect with Tyne and deciding the best way was through social media. And his two friends helping him, Man and his other friend helping him, kind of overcome some huge social hurdles he had because he didn't know how to relate to Tyne. And he also shows him a video of how when he first met Tyne, he sits there and goes, you know, I like you, and someday I hope I maybe show you this video so you know that I've liked you for a long time, since like the moment I met you. And this reminds me, there's a new song that I recently discovered from the Craving You series called 8 Seconds, which I'm actually going to do a review on. But it basically says, you know, we make up our minds about people in such a short time. I can honestly say, for me, I mean, I know the whole Blink perspective by Feldman, and I'm not even saying there is not some extreme truth to it, but I can honestly say a lot of my best friends who have stuck with me longer than any others are ones that when I initially met them, I didn't think they would be my friends, and I didn't think I'd be close to them. As odd as that sounds, I mean, I can think of several people that I've met who are good friends now who I really initially wouldn't have thought them to be that way. It's like I was talking to my one friend who's an engineering student, and we were talking, and I've been friends with them for probably over a year now, probably more close to two. And we were talking about how we first met and how initially I wasn't sure about them, they weren't sure about me, and it took me a long while to be able to converse with them comfortably. And now we're very, very good friends. But you know, that whole Blink thing, the whole 8 seconds, sometimes you do make rapt decisions about people and you stick with those decisions. But a lot of times for me, I think it's not the split decisions. But again, I'm kind of an different person that way. But there is a beautiful song that just came out with the Craving for You series in 2020 called 8 Seconds. It's basically saying in 8 seconds is all it really takes to fall for someone. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to, you know, be madly, passionately in love with them in 8 seconds. It simply means that that's the time it takes for you to decide, is this somebody who I want to consider as a friend? Is this somebody I want to consider as something else? You know, 8 seconds. But I'm going to do a review on that song. But basically, when Sarwat met Tyne, he knew at that point in time that that was the person for him. He knew it because he loved the joy that he saw in that person. I think that's kind of a cool thing to be attracted to in someone. It wasn't their looks. It wasn't, you know, their status. He didn't know any of that. He really didn't even know Tyne's backstory at all. He didn't know what family he came from, what his degree was going to be. He just knew that the joy that was on Tyne's face, the light that, you know, he exuded being excited at a Scrub concert, was really cool. And that's what he liked about him as a person. And I'm going, you know, for reasons to be attracted to someone, that's a pretty cool reason. And I love that in this episode, you really do get to see it from his perspective, the development of their relationship. You get to see how totally awkward and stressed he is, even though when he's in public, he tries to seem cool and unabashed. And I think that's really cool to see the inner life of Sarwat as it was. And also the honesty of making that video when he first met him and telling him, you know, if I ever do meet you again and I have the courage, I'm hopefully going to show you this video. And I really like how they came together as a couple, had that moment, and were completely honest with each other about it. And that's how this episode ends. I would give this episode of the entire series probably my top favorite episode, simply because they do have that discussion in the bus. And you get to see it from Sarwat's perspective, and you also get to see how they relate to one another as a couple as they have developed in their relationship. And I think that's kind of interesting. Not in a romantical way, but simply in a depth of perspective as they get to understand one another better. And that's pretty cool. And that is my review for episode 11 of Together With Me, this series. Check it at the round table. Bye!